Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you again. Sorry I'm a minute late. Had a snafu logging in because, frankly, I'm just not that bright. But I'm here. I'm excited to talk to you guys and gals and rock your world on how to grow your cleaning company. Today, we are going to talk about something super exciting. Who is Cleaning Nation? More importantly, who are you? What does it take to be a rock star owner of a cleaning company? Having coached thousands of owners of cleaning companies and hundreds one-on-one, I have found it is more or at least as much about who you are as what you do. So we talk a lot about what to do, and that's super important. But if we get the who you are wrong, the what you do is not going to save you. So let's dive in. By the way, if you are digging the show and want more me, more Grow My Cleaning Company, subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast. Share with a friend. It's one of the things, I'll give a quick rant right off the bat. People ask me like, oh, I don't want to share, you know, the podcast or Grow My Cleaning Company with people, my competitors, they'll somehow screw me or something terrible will happen. The reality is, believe it or not, a big part of the value for not just our clients, but even you guys is the community, right? And believe it or not, it's not about, you know, I give lots of information to the same people. It's the people that do it. And one of the things that we coach is how to niche. So it's nutballs to, I've always found if you can just give value to the world, to your competitors, to your friends, to your people that sell different products to your same customers, it's always going to come back big. So don't be greedy. Share the show. If you dig it, share it. We'll do more. That's that. Subscribe, YouTube, blah, 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 blah. That said, Karen Coy, Donna Perez, Rich Green, LA Dream Clean, good to have you all on the show. Let's dive in. So like I said, we seem to jump into teaching every week to talk about what to do, but who you are is so much more important. And if you're like me, you might be day-to-day focused on what to do better, systems, strategies, all that stuff. The reality is the longer I'm a business coach, I find what works. I'm constantly asking who is successful, why are they successful, why are they not? And I found it's much, much more about who they are. And once they get that down, the what to do becomes super easy. Evelyn says, no way. The more we put out in the cleaning services, the more people are going to wake up and say, hey, I want my house clean. There's nothing wrong with helping another cleaning company because in return the help. So correct, Evelyn. Love that woman. She's amazing. All right. So you certainly need the right systems and actions. Not to say that's not important. It's very important. It's just external. Jason Johnson, one of our Millionaire Mastermind, says he likes a new background. Thank you. It's still kind of got some wrinkles in it. So we're working. We're literally ironing out the wrinkles. Although I shall not be ironing. I guess they'll either go away or they don't. But so the right actions and systems, super important, are just external. Beliefs about your business, about yourself, the value that you bring, how you look at opportunities and problems, that is internal and it's crucial. You get that right, you can survive and thrive just about anywhere. You don't get that right, you're going to be struggling your whole life. And just, you know, I tried for years and years and years to just squeeze what I could out of books and mentors and just tell me what to do. I don't want all this garbage about how to think and all that stuff. And I missed for many, many years the big lesson that how I think is the lesson, right? Once you get that solved, many, if not all of your other problems are going to be solved. And it was frustrating because I was only getting the tip of the iceberg, right? If you know what people are doing, but you don't know why they're doing it, you're missing a lot. So the reality was I could never see this blind spot of myself. I kind of knew it was there, but I didn't see it clearly until I started coaching you guys. And I'm obsessive about who is working and what's working, what's not working, and why is it working. And when I started figuring that out for others, I started realizing it is the mindset. We give the same amazing systems and processes that have worked hundreds of times, and overwhelmingly they work, but once in a while they don't. It's like, why? It is because that person has beliefs that we have to solve before we can get them to do what they need to do. So if you believe that rich people are evil, it's going to be really hard for me to help you become wealthy, right? If you believe that the way to be successful in business is to clean more and own less, all the systems and processes we can give you until we fix that or until you fix that aren't going to work. I mean, we believe in it so heavily. We've got an entire mindset coach, Mariana, who's amazing, just to make sure. And I've been spending more and more of the time that I teach people and coach people on mindset. And we've got a person that's all she does. So if you're writing stuff down, that's a writer downer in terms of, I got to get me right, right? We fix the owner first and then the business naturally comes through. The problem is that's not what the world tells you. The world gives you a lot of, like, if I'm, you know, you get people out there trying to sell you SEO and marketing services and software and all that stuff. And they all are kind of compensated or set up to get you to believe that if you just buy their SEO services or their marketing or their software or whatever widget they're selling, that's the magic, right? Because, and we want to believe it, right? Going, hey, you've got to grow as a person. You've got to become, you've got to expand as an entrepreneur and who you are and what you think and how you believe and all that good stuff. That sounds an awful lot like work. Writing a check for $60 a month to a software company is a lot easier, right? So we kind of want to believe in the things that don't require us to stretch and grow. They're just not the truth. So it's not really your fault. The world is set up to convince you of all sorts of stuff that aren't helpful for you. Luciana says, hey, Jessica, one of our next level members, had such a good call with you guys. That was really the highlight of my day yesterday. Good to see you both, ladies. So the reality is there is a lot of great, you know, nothing wrong with software or SEO or marketing, all that sort of stuff. But the only thing that's wrong is the belief that I can just do this external thing and not change me and I'll be successful. That's what's going to eat your lunch. That's what's going to kill you. You can put all the upgrades you want on a car, but if you don't have gas and engine and that gas, you got nothing, right? It's not going to go anywhere. So if you don't get this right, you're constantly subjected to the external world, right? Whatever happens in the world kind of dictates where you go, right? If somebody quits or the COVID virus, COVID is a perfect thing. We're recording this hopefully kind of at the tail end. But that really, you know, in our business, the cleaning business, some people crushed it and thrived and some people just flat went out of business. And it's the same disease, same response. It's how the mindset of the owner, right? So different circumstances will reveal who you are. But when we kind of give those power, like, well, if COVID does this and if my clients do that, I'm out of business or I'm successful, those beliefs and stuff that you have are what are going to kill you. So the good news is once you get this right, nothing can stop you. The people that are going to look at everything as an opportunity and a chance to change themselves and the solution within their own power and purview, they succeed. The people that are looking for a scapegoat and an excuse to go, oh, that's why my business didn't succeed. The world's always going to provide you with somebody quitting, somebody screwing you, some wonky thing happening that will give you an excuse to fail, right? The successful people are the ones that aren't going to take that excuse. So the best part is, while I was coaching you guys, you all coached me and you helped me to understand that who the owner is the number one predictor of success and what systems or processes he uses are secondary. So you need both, right? If you've got a great mindset, but you don't know what the heck to do, you're going to be in problems. But if you know exactly what to do, but you don't have the right beliefs to support it, you're going to be screwed. So that is kind of a big aha and epiphany that I want to share with you guys. And I wanted you to get the same thing. Once I understood that, the light went on. I realized that we all that are successful work on ourselves and invest in ourselves first, foremost, because that education, that growth for us is always going to be with us, whether we have this business or sell it, or no matter what, we'll have it for the rest of our lives. Our team second, believe it or not, and systems third. And third is still high. I'm not saying systems aren't important, but they should be after we invest in ourselves first, our team second, and then systems, and everything else is way behind that. So based on that, let's talk about who is Cleaning Nation. When I say who's Cleaning Nation, I mean, who's the successful ones? Who's the guys and gals out there kicking butt and taking names that wins? I want to share that. I want to get, this is an open book test, right? Let's tell you what the successful people look like so you can do the things the successful people look and get the results the successful people get. So being Cleaning Nation, a successful Cleaning Nation is, they choose what things mean. They choose how they react. They choose if they give up or they're going to change tack. So you know, one of my favorite quotes is they talk about a set of twins who were born to an alcoholic father, and one grew up to be an alcoholic and one grew up never to touch alcohol. And they asked them both separately, what, you know, the guy that drank, they go, why do you drink all the time? He goes, look at my father. How else could have I turned out? Right. And the other kid that didn't drink, they said, well, why don't you drink? And he said, well, look at my father. How else could have I turned out? So they had the same circumstance. They just assigned different meanings to that, right? So successful owners, cleaning nation that's going to be successful, choose how they react, what things mean to them, and how to respond. Evie Lynn says amen. And for any of you that know Evie Lynn, if you don't know Evie Lynn, get to know her. If you know Evie Lynn, you know that that's coming from that woman. This is a woman who chooses how to respond to her circumstance in a big way. If you ever get a chance, we got to get you on the Daggum podcast, Evie Lynn. You'd be an amazing guest. Reach out to Lindsay if you want to make that happen. All right. Cleaning Nation is clear on their core values and they live by their core values. They make more money. They have more fun. They are real. They're honest with themselves. Cleaning Nation does less and grows faster. That's something I've been really fascinated by lately. I found when I started, the amount of work I did was somewhat commensurate with the amount of money or I made or impact I had. But the more successful I get, and the better team I surround myself with, and we are blessed with an amazing team. The more that doesn't, they're disconnected. My time working does not correlate as much with the success that I have. The things that I do, where I spend my focus, is what makes a difference. So the bigger we get, we need to learn to do less things and do them amazing well. That's going to help us grow faster. So Cleaning Nation chooses what things mean to them. They're clear on what their core values are and they live by them. They do less so they can grow faster. They're constantly learning and growing, just like we talked about. They invest in themselves first, their team second, their systems third. They know there's no such thing as a rich victim. I just read that in a book called The Road Less Stupid. That's one of my favorite quotes. There is no such thing as a rich victim. You can have success or you can have excuses. You may never, ever, ever have both. Cleaning Nation doesn't beg or chase or hard sell customers. They have systems and processes they've created. They get the best customers to come to them ready to buy, pre-sold, pre-framed properly. Cleaning Nation doesn't compete on price, right? That is always, anytime you're competing on price, guys, gals, that's not a price or money issue or a cheap customer issue. It's a beliefs issue within your head of your own value, right? Cleaning Nation is firmly in charge of their business, never the other way around. It is so tempting having these businesses to, you know, that we treat them like our baby, right? That anything they need, we give, right? The cleaning business needs a loan or money or you not to take a paycheck, we do it. It needs you to stop having dinner with your family and go out and clean something or do something or handle an employee, we do it. What we want for you, Cleaning Nation, is you to be in charge of your business so it serves you and your family. You don't serve it and its needs because it will take and take and take. It's like a bully. It will ask for more and more and more until you say no. Khaki Burns in the house. Good to have you, sister. Okay. Cleaning Nation is completely out of the field forever, or they're working on that as their number one goal. They get paid when they're in the office. They get paid when they're on vacation. They get paid when they're at home. The activities that they do on a day-to-day basis do not affect their pay. So if you are owning a cleaning company, you're like, hey, I just want to help get more clients and still, you know, I love cleaning. I want to do more cleaning. That's fine. God bless you. There's nothing wrong with that. That's really not what we do here. This probably is not the best community for you. If you were here going, I am in the cleaning business, but I do not clean, you are at home. This is for you, right? So Cleaning Nation never, never cleans. They know that's the lowest value of the time they can use. Not that there's anything wrong with cleaning. I've cleaned many a share of toilets. I just knew that when I was cleaning toilets, I wasn't running my company. That's not what I should be doing. Cleaning Nation doesn't beg for talent, right? Their culture, living by core values, creates a community that people want to be a part of, and it attracts the best, right? I feel so blessed to be a part of this community. We're actually starting to serve owners of service companies, and it's just me. So it's fun to kind of figure out how that looks all by myself. But I miss you guys. I'll do stuff over there, and it's crickets, and over here, I miss you guys. So the culture that we've created in this community is amazing, and I feel so honored to be able to serve you guys. We'll tell you more about all that stuff next week. But Cleaning Nation is also focused on creating massive impact and a legacy, right? We're not in it just for the money. Nothing wrong with money. But we really, what the money can do for us and for others is that's why we live. So, having coached hundreds of owners, personally one on one and thousands kind of in a group setting, I found those are the traits of successful owners of cleaning companies. And honest to goodness, as much as we teach systems and processes and we know what works, if I had to choose between ready done systems in your business, but a bad mindset, or a perfect mindset, no systems, I'd choose the mindset because a good mindset is going to have no problem getting those systems that just make sense. But if you have the wrong mindset and even someone gifts you the systems, you're not going to understand them. You're going to dismantle them, right? So the good news is, so hopefully, I don't know how you guys are feeling. Feel free to put in the chat if that's encouraging or discouraging or how it makes you feel. But let me give you some good news about that. It's not things that are outside of our control. Right. Some of us are born with high IQs and some of us are born with low IQs. Some of them go up and down. When it comes to technology, mine drops. When it comes to yakking, it goes up. So it's not that. It's not. Terry says she's so glad to be a part of Cleaning Nation. I am so. Terry was actually just on. If you missed Terry's episode, her and her husband, Bob, go listen to it. They're great people. Just joined our little millionaire mastermind community. I'm so excited to get to know them better. And if Lindsay wanted to put up the link for that, that would be fine. All that said, it's nothing outside of you, right? It's not how smart you're born. Some of us are smarter. Some of us don't have the IQ. It's not wealth. Thank God, right? I was born broke. It's not education. I didn't go to college. It's not knowing the right people. It's the things that we've just talked about. I'm going to give you a quick summary just so you've got them. Being clear on their core values, choosing what things mean to them, doing less, growing fast, constantly learning and growing, knowing that there's no such thing as a rich victim, knowing they got to choose between success and excuses. They don't beg or chase customers or employees. They don't compete on price. They're firmly in charge of their business. The business isn't in charge of them. Completely out of the field. And if they're not out of the field, they know that's their number one goal that they need to get to take their business to the next level. They are here to create massive impact and leave a legacy. If that's you, hopefully you notice all those are internal things that you can control, not external things like I'm tall, short, black, white, old, young. I don't have a lot of control over those things. The good thing is none of those are indicators of who's going to be successful. Every single one of them is an internal thing I can either become or acquire if I don't naturally have it. Illy's giving us the flex emojicon and the hand clap makes me happy. All right. And by the way, if you guys want to see of all, like, what does Cleaning Nation look like? Who are these people? If you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/reviews, you can see dozens, if not, I think we have over 100. I don't know if it's hundreds, but well over 100 stories of Cleaning Nation people that have kicked butt and taken names. So growmycleaningcompanyreviews.com is where you get all that. It loads slow. There's hundreds of videos and stuff, so it takes forever to load. So give it a second. All right. The big thing I wanted to kind of leave you guys and gals with is I've spent more than 20 years trying to figure this out on my own in the last 5 years, teaching others how to succeed. Once I realized it's as much who we are and why we do what we do as it is what we do and incorporated that into our teaching, it really allowed this community to go to the next level. So I want you as a community and certainly one by one to each and every person listening to this broadcast to realize we want to work on ourselves first. And then the things. And if you're like, well, how do I do that? I need help with that. Well, we've done over 500 broadcasts. We've got the Facebook group, I think, has got 10, 15,000 members. There's a huge community to help you do that. Betty says, so blessed to be part of this community. Would love to serve my Hispanic community the same way you do. And holy heck, just a quick side note for Betty. I have been, well, certainly I have my construction company, but I am a huge fan of Hispanic. I was actually, for those who can't see, I'm the whitest white guy you're going to see. But I remember when I had my construction company, I was prejudiced towards Hispanics and away from white guys because Hispanics were just such good, hardworking people and the white guys were iffy. So somehow I got turned around the wrong way. But I absolutely love, Betty, your commitment to serving your people, right? And hopefully you guys feel I feel the same way about you guys, regardless of ethnicity. I love serving owners of cleaning companies. So we have tons and tons of resources to help you get there. If you're like, I need to go now. I can't wait. I can't fool around. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. You can jump on a call with one of our coaches to help you get clear on where you're at now, who you are now, which is just as important, and where you want to be and who you want to be, and help you get a plan to get there. So if you're like, is that for me? It depends. That list of things I listed in terms of who Cleaning Nation is, if that's you and you're like, I need that help. I want Mike and his team to walk me through and get there. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We'll do everything we can to help you. And again, some people we think are a good fit to work together. We'll tell you that. Some people we don't. We'll try and sort you out with something else. So this isn't a thing to sell you anything. We got more clients than we need. It's a thing to really just help Cleaning Nation, right? We want to help you guys get the clarity and the growth. And that's why we do what we do. So that's that. Again, if you're digging this, go subscribe, rate, review on podcasts, subscribe to our YouTube channel. Go to the Facebook group. I think it's facebook.com/groups/growingcleaningcompany. I don't know how many, there's well over 10,000. But we're here for you. I can't wait to serve you in person and get to meet you. And we'll talk again soon, guys. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.